certain point and obviously fully embraced it and became an expert in it. So how did that happen for you?
Yeah, I think it's a factor of like sometimes you just kind of trip and fall. And when I'm getting to something, I'm just like really, like I really did it. So I grew up in the D.C. And so in the and in Seattle, we're not really talking until 2005. You know, they helped us work 2004 to 2008. So you know, there's that. So I mostly went like smoke games for now. We're periodically from our kids during the story screen for some school. And then I went to college in Bergen. You've got to see me on February 2005, which really inspired the
family. Yeah, but where did you come to be? Right.
I love to keep theater. I love this program geek with the on-field products. You know, what? Please don't be fired.
Yes.
So I moved back to the community when I went out of college. My sister is the world expert probably on the 2006 to 2011 Nationals.
Uh-huh.
Like, for real, she once accosted-ish slash fan girl Willie Harris at a minor league baseball game. She was like, I loved when you were a national. He's like, I don't remember being a national. So, like I want to check that. She has a hat signed by Ryan Church.
He was on my fantasy team at some point back when I was a fantasy player, and he did good work for me, so I have fond memories of Ryan Church too, but don't own any church merch, as far as I know.
Yeah, I think it's a different shirt. For reasons that I have used the shirt, I think it's a different shirt. I'm like, I got this war cry. It's fine.
Close enough.
So she got into it. We used to, you know, go to games when they were playing the Pirates, actually, because it was like a fair matchup. And it was like, well, they have like a chance of winning if we go to see them play spectacular bad teams, but like RFA, which is, you know, one of the worst stadiums in the world. And then obviously, we would be gradually got better. You know, it became more interesting to talk to the product. And so I kind of gradually got more and more into it. And this is kind of embarrassing to admit to like you on this podcast. So I remember having a very clear thought in watching like Adam Lewis. And I was like, well, you know, he's a way to like get on base really frequently. I wonder if there's like a way to sort of like talk about that from like a mathematical perspective in terms of a player value perspective. And like I remember having that and be like, oh, what we need, okay, like I got that. And like that's embarrassing in the reason it was, but from there I kind of sort of like got more and more increasingly into it, and now I spend a lot of time staring at first baseball.
Okay. And that is very much in the book. I mean, we joke sometimes on the podcast about baseball media. You know, if a book mentions baseball, we joke that it's a baseball book. Or if you can see a poster of something related to baseball in the background of a movie, then, oh, that's a baseball movie. But this is not that. This is fully a baseball book and fully a romance novel, but this betrays your familiarity with baseball in many ways. I mean, advanced stats certainly are in here, but also just like many of the issues that are facing the contemporary sport. I mean, the conditions that minor leaguers face, I mean, so many of the things that we talk about on the podcast make some appearance in the book. And not that you're like writing the formula for WOBA or something in the middle of this novel, but it's very clear that you're familiar with all of these things, and these characters are introduced to these things to some extent and are also cognizant of them. So I really was curious how you balanced that as you were writing, because I imagined that maybe some baseball fans would be coming to it for the baseball more so than the romance, and some romance fans would be coming to it for the romance more so than the baseball, and you don't want to turn either off entirely. So how did you and your editor and publisher decide the proper balance between depth and detail and really making this a true-life baseball story without sort of distracting from the main narrative and the relationship between these two characters?
Yeah, so I think, like, as you said, there is definitely a balance. The working title of the book was Pitch Working Otherwise. My agent was wonderful, and she's a sports person. She lives in near Atlanta, and so she, like, sent an email to me at, like, midnight when they were working.